when I wanted to be sure the girls did attend school here, I went there first to archives because I decided I wasn't going to the registrar's office. It would probably be in some boxes, you know. And she had the Institute Monthly, which was the college newspaper edited by the president. And I found the girls immediately. I asked her for copies of 1916. Let's start with 1916 of the Institute Monthly. I just sat there and went through them. And then we went through 17, 18, 19. So we saw that the girls participated in what they call the literary society here. One of them presented a poem on Frederick Douglass. Then later I saw that one of the girls became ill, and Mrs. Peters came from Beckley to get her, and they wished them well. I think I made a copy of that and so forth. I did not find any place that they returned to school. My friend and I went to Beckley. They're natives of Beckley. Before we went, I had checked with the county clerks. They told me, we have a Robert E. Peters. We have his will. We have his land transactions. Mr. Peters in his lifetime had made more than 32 land transactions. Mr. Peters was killed. He ran a hotel, and on Christmas night, he put a man out who had been drinking and causing a row. The man shot him, and he died. My husband never knew him because that was December 24, 1924. My husband was born in March 25, 1925. So when we went to Beckley, we went directly to the county clerk's office to make copies of Mr. Robert Peters' land transactions and a copy of his will. One of the girls is mentioned in the will, but I don't remember that the other girl is. The girls were in school here. And it was high school level. I believe they had to pay. So he had those two girls here in school. He ran the hotel, and then there was something with the baseball league, black baseball league. I don't know if that brought money or not. But when I read over the land transactions, where did he get the money to buy all this property? Well, I can't say. I don't know. It's gone. My husband didn't know. Another thing that struck me was his will. I don't know how many black people were into writing his wills, you know. In that will, he left around $1,500 to a lodge. I don't know if it was the Masons or the whatever. And someone in my group said, what black man would have enough that much money to leave? And then we went to the courthouse to see if we could find out what happened to the man who shot him. And lo and behold, way up in the dusty bins, they brought it down. The man got off relatively easy. We also went to the library, and we got a copy of the murder. I said, Ansella, come here. Here's where Mr. Peters was killed. It starts saying this well-known colored man had put someone out, and he was killed. The article on his death states he has been married twice, and he has two children. That would be the two girls. Now, that's what the article said. Of course, my husband isn't named because he's not yet born. When we looked, we could not find anything about the mother. We could not find out what happened to those girls. And we never did. Someone told me that they'd moved to Detroit and gave me a phone number, and I called that number for weeks and weeks and only got some kind of automated whatever. So we don't really know what happened.